Wilson Parking has agreed to pay $500,000 to the Commerce Commission following an investigation into anti-competitive behaviour at several Wellington car parks. The country's largest parking company took on a lease for more than 650 car parks in the Capitol building on Balcott Street back in 2016, in addition to several other car parks it operated in the area. The Commerce Commission began receiving complaints in early 2017 about price increases at the Capitol car park, prompting it to investigate whether Wilson's new lease had substantially lessened competition in the market. Commerce Commission Chair Anna Rawlings told our reporter Nita Blake-Person Wilson Parking had previously asked for permission to lease another building a year earlier.
In 2015, Wilson Parking came to the Commission because they were acquiring another lease, which was for the Plymouth Towers car park, also on Balcott Street. And when it did that, the Commission allowed the transaction, but it was important to the Commission that we thought competition would be offered by the Capitol car park, which was a big multi-level car park, which is at 50 to 60 Balcott Street, so near that Plymouth Towers car park. And then shortly afterwards, it acquired that Capitol car park. So the Commission had said previously that we thought it was important that the Capitol car park was in separate operation and ownership at that time.
In addition to removing competition, what did it do with prices?
That wasn't a part of this particular decision to bring the proceeding. What we look at is whether the transaction itself was likely to substantially lessen competition. And competition can have a number of effects. It can prevent prices from increasing by ensuring that competitors are competing over price for their customers. Or it can sometimes result in a monopolist, for example, offering a lower quality of service. So reduced hours of parking or reduced numbers of spaces, that kind of thing.
So what are the consequences of all these proceedings you've brought?
So when Wilson Parking acquired the lease for the Capitol car park and the Commission formed the view that it was likely to have removed an important alternative for consumers in that Balcott Street area, we brought a case in the High Court in relation to that acquisition. And what we've done now is agreed with Wilson Parking that it will divest that car park and another couple of car parks, returning competition to the area. And in our view, that restores competition and is a really good result for consumers.
With Wilson giving up these car parks, how many more are available to Wellingtonians that are now no longer linked to Wilson Parking?
So the release of the three car parking facilities it currently operates, including the Capitol car park that the Commission was concerned about, releases around 850 car parks out of Wilson Parking hands.
And that was the Commerce Commission Chair Anna Rawlings speaking to reporter Nita Blake-Person.